good morning. Hey, thank you so much for listening to us. I mean, there's so many options out there. We are the Joe and Alex Show on Radio Now. I am Joe. Some would say the most handsome man in radio. You'd have to go to our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show to verify that. Sitting next to me, Alex.
Good morning.
How you doing? And producer Porkchop, who's in his emo phase today. With his hair flip.
Yeah, I don't know. I got my hoodie up and I didn't gel my hair today. It's getting kind of long.
All right. Well, I would recommend gel or pomade tomorrow if you want to improve your mood. This is hilarious. There's a 1958 McCall's article entitled 129 Ways to Get a Husband. And this just shows how much times have changed. But if you're looking for a significant other, ladies, this might be the way to do it. Alex, let me know if you think these are good or bad ideas, okay? I'll go through like maybe 10 of them or so. Get a dog and walk it.
No.
Of course, you don't like dogs. That makes sense, though. You know, you're walking around. People can see you with your pet.
I want a dog that'll walk me.
What about this, Alex? Have your car break down at strategic places.
Are you insane?
It's like, oh no, help me, like your damsel in distress. This is so funny. Other ones on there. Read the obituaries to find eligible widowers.
Okay, you know what? I'm out. This is, what is it, 100 and how many?
129.
Yeah.
I'm not going to do
129 ways to be a psycho. That's what this is.
Well, you are kind of psychotic if you get down to the core of it.
Yeah, so it takes one to know one, I'm telling you.
But you don't think that's a good idea? It's like, oh, well, he's recently single.
I mean...
And you know he wants to get married because he was married before.
It's just, let them have some time to grieve.
Okay, take several short vacations at different places rather than one long one at a place. That way you can spread it out. Like if you're just at one place for like a week.
Yeah, that's probably a good tip.
You're only there. See that? Okay, one good tip. Volunteer for jury duty. You might meet some people there.
Well, I think we all do that automatically when we register to vote, don't we? We're all automatically in there to get picked.
But that's not voluntary. You have to do that. But I'm saying.
Oh, okay. I didn't know. I thought you had to wait for that. If they can, wait a minute. We can volunteer because I'd love to do it. I've always wanted to do jury duty, but I've never gotten asked. I thought you had to wait.
I'm pretty sure you can actually volunteer to do it. Doesn't mean they'll pick you.
Oh, well, you should do that anyway just because it's super interesting.
Compared to actually being summoned, like, hey, you better do this or you're in trouble.
I thought you could. Yeah, I only thought you could be summoned.
Now, this is a great one because this is what my mom always told me at the end of this one. They say, be friendly to ugly men because handsome is as handsome does.
Well, you want to be physically attracted to them. Looks aren't everything, but they are a lot of thing, if you know what I mean.
Here's one thing I found that Alex already does, actually. I don't know if you knew this or not. One thing on this list of ways to get a husband from 1958.
Dutch oven them?
No, get lost at a football game.
Get lost at a football game. That's, yeah, anytime I've been to one.
Exactly. Change apartments from time to time, I guess, because maybe you'll meet new neighbors. But you're saying to meet a husband, you're going to constantly relocate and move and do all that?
Sorry, I'm doing that.
When you walk into a room, stumble and trip a little bit so people look at you?
For sure not that.
Okay, I got a few more here. These are things from a 1958 article on how, if you're a lady, to get you that man. Learn how to bake a tasty apple pie and bring it into the office because
100% this is a great idea.
Because men love pie. I think it's the only idea that makes sense.
Well, it doesn't even have to be bake pie. It could just be bring in a snack to the office and say, and send, you know, an email. Hey, I just brought this in. You should come get it.
Here's my last two. You could tweet us too at Joe and Alex Show if you have some awesome tips of how to land a husband. Accidentally have your purse fly open and have everything fall onto the sidewalk or the street.
That is the worst thing when that happens. And I'm pretty sure guys don't want to see a bunch of tampons and stuff fall out.
No, I'm like, oh, gross.
That is the worst idea.
Get it away. And the last thing they recommend, these are 129 ways to get a husband back from 1958, like Cosmo nowadays. Get a sunburn.
No, I'm not doing that. I'm not harming myself. I'm not going to run into traffic. I'm not going to trip when I walk into a room, and I'm not going to make sure that my car breaks down on purpose.
That's coming from the girl who's not married yet. So,
well, that's a good point. I guess you can't really take advice from me.